And now, ladies and gents, more Toolbox with Joe and Raven.
Okay, so my next airplane is called an Airbus A32 or an A320. Whoever's getting paid to name these airplanes, you need to be a little more creative, because this is just...
Yeah, how would we go from the Blackbird to the
A320? I also liked how it was called an Archangel. That was its code name. I'm like, that sounds so cool for a plane name.
Another thing they did, so they were like testing it, like in the desert.
We're going backwards.
I know we're going backwards. we should have did the whole episode on the SR-70. But they knew that Russia had satellites that would go over not Area 51. It was probably Area 51. Mm-hmm. And they would move the plane back inside so no one would see it. Mm-hmm. But the satellites had thermal imaging. And the shadow would, they could see the shape of the plane because the shadow was like 20 degrees cooler.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Right? I don't know how they found that out. They're probably like, wait a minute.
That kind of looks funny.
They might have that too.
Anyways, the Airbus A320. Was made in 1988. It was a highly successful commercial airline that introduced a fly-by-wire technology and has become the staple of modern air travel. Concept and development began in 1970s through the 1980s. In the 1970s, Airbus Industries sought to expand its product line to the A300. The Airbus aimed to create a single-aisle, narrowed-body jet to compete with the Boeing 737 and the McDonnell Douglas MD-80. You ever heard of those planes?
I heard about the Douglas... Oh, what's it, DC-5? DC-3?
This is a Douglas MD-80.
Yeah, RIP Douglas. I think Douglas got bought out by... They got bought out by someone. They're still around, but they're not Douglas anymore.
The A320 would be the first commercial airline to feature fly-by-wire, or FBW, technology, which replaced the mechanical flight control system with electronic ones. So I guess instead of doing everything manually, you're able to hit the buttons now and the switches.
Well, yeah, it used to be all like cables. Not like wire cables. Yeah.
You had to pull levers.
Yeah, they're like, you see the people in the movies, they're like, oh, I can't get the nose down. That's
Oh, because they couldn't push and pull that hard
enough. Now it's like super easy.
Gotcha. A320 made its first flight on February 22nd of 1987. It received a type certificate from the European Aviation Safety Agency on February 26th of 1988. So I guess that's when it was legally allowed to just fly.
First, you gotta fly this plane, and then we'll let you fly it.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you make it back in one piece.
Yeah, they didn't receive their certification until the year later. They started with the British Airways, then they went to Lufthansa, and then Swiss Air. I don't know whose that is. Lufthansa's?
I know they called the...
So they were British, possibly German, and Swiss is where they were flying out of.
I mean, they all right air.
Yeah, that would make sense. Ooh, goodness. So being for the first commercial air flight, they had the best ticket sales, which I don't know how... they could compare, seeing as they were the first ones to be commercial. But they sold over 8,000 tickets when they
first
started
flying. No, I don't
think
they were the first commercial.
It says the best-selling commercial aircraft in history.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going off of what the robots told me.
Yeah, no, I thought, it sounded like you were saying that they were the first commercial airplane in Europe in the 80s. I was like, wait a minute. wait a minute.
But the Airbus... The Airbus A320 has had a profound impact on the commercial aviation industry, and its success has helped establish Airbus as a major player in the global market.
That is true.
It's pretty cool. I have no idea what this airplane looks like, by the way.
All right, picture.
I don't know what any of these airplanes look like, honestly.
All right, so an Airbus?
Besides the Wright brothers.
Picture, like.
Is it a blimp?
No.
See, when you say Airbus, that's what pops in my head.
No, so, like, you know an airplane that you'd see at an airport?
Mm-hmm.
That's, you're picturing an Airbus.
Why would they call it an Airbus and not an airplane?
It is an airplane. No, but you get it. It's like a bus.
But with wings?
Yeah. It's an Airbus. different so, than Airbus.
I wonder where they made the change from Airbuses to airplanes. Like when they started, calling them Airbuses.
No, they never. Airbus is the company.
Okay, my slow self.
Hop up on that Airbus down there.
I think the Magic School Bus will still be the best Airbus.
That is true.
My next plane is the Northrop Grumman B-2 Spirit.
That's who makes the mail truck. It's not Lockheed. It's Northrop Grumman.
Oh, so it's Grumman?
Grumman. Grumman. Yeah, they make your mail truck.
Established in 1989. The airplane, not the mail
truck. Oh, yeah, I was about to.
It started out as an American stealth bomber that was featured in advanced radar-observing materials and designs, making it nearly invisible to radar.
Oh, yeah. So this...
This is like warplane.
The SR-71 looks like a UFO. Mm-hmm. The B-2, it just is a UFO. It's literally, like, it doesn't look like an airplane. It's literally an triangle. Like the wings?
Yeah.
That's it.
Really?
Yeah, there's no, like, long tube. It's, like, two wings.
How do they fit anything onto it?
It's big.
That's nuts.
Large.
Oh, so it looks like a boomerang.
Yeah, it doesn't fly like one, though.
I feel like that'd be nauseating. Oh, my God.
That's why they put the pilots in that thing that spins around.
The whirly bird? Oh, my Lord. That's why? Me having boomerang planes, you couldn't pay me enough to pilot one of those. I don't even care.
That'd be terrible.
That'd be so awful.
Well, the good news is it would always come back.
You had a 12-hour flight ahead of you.
Come out looking like a flounder. Eyes all inside. Luckily, it doesn't fly like that. It flies like a normal plane, supposedly. Yeah, I'm going to Google it.
That's where, UFOs come from spinning around in the sky.
No, it comes from these secret planes.
The government just be making our crazy people.
What?
Because they go and make these crazy airplanes, and then when people see them, they say, hey, I saw this, and then the government comes back and says, no, you didn't. I'm like,
yeah,
no,
literally,
but I
yes.
did. And they're like, no, you didn't. And then now we got crazy people running the streets saying that the birds are robots.
That's it. Like, if you've seen that flying, you'd be like, there's a UFO up there.
I'd keep that to myself.
Yeah, like... That looks like a UFO. It's just a black triangle with other triangles.
I think that'd be kind of crazy to see up in the sky. I'd be thinking like some anime crazy thing was happening, a rip in the multiverse.
Exactly. You'd be like, 911? There's an alien above my house.
That's where people mess up is that they call police force or government. Just handle it on your own. And if you can't handle it on your own, then leave it alone.
Throw some rocks at it. Like the primates we are.
People threw rocks for a reason. It worked.
Just throwing rocks straight up in the air. Just throwing rocks back at me. There was this triangle flying above my house and throwing rocks down at me. That's how I got this knot on my head.
At least you wasn't throwing bricks.
I done tore my whole house down, brick by brick, to take out that spaceship.
He tore my house up! In the 1970s, the U.S. Air Force launched the ATB program, oh my goodness, to develop a next-generation bomber with advanced stealth capabilities. That's a mouthful right there. Northrop Grumman, then it was known as Northrop Aircraft. I guess that was before they started making the mail trucks.
Oh, no.
The contract in 1980 with the design that featured the flying wing configuration and the radar absorbent materials. Stealth technology, the B-2 incorporated cutting-edge stealth technology, included curved surfaces, serrated edges, and a radar absorbent coating to reduce its radar cross-sections. I'm wondering what this stuff is made out of. Like
they
aluminum foil?
No, no.
I know that's supposed to bounce radar and whatnot.
No, well, this absorbs it.
Like a sponge?
Yes.
Hmm.
It's a
triangle. Why would they want it to absorb instead of just bouncing off?
Well, that's how radar works. If if it bounces off, then you know there's something there that it's bouncing off of.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's my guess. I think that's how radar works.
The B-2 underwent an extensive flight testing program, which included testing its stealth capabilities, flying qualities, and system integration. The B-2 reached an initial operating capability in 1997.
Almost 10 years.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop saying B2 because I figure people know I'm saying B2 by now.
Oh, just call the features. Spirit,
that also
the B2
works.
Spirit.
Its features were the flying wing design with no distinct fuselage or tail sections. So I guess the whole thing looking like one piece.
Yeah.
Instead of multiple.
It's just
parts.
A triangle. Triangles. How do
they work? Ooh, it is still operational. It entered the service, the military service, the U.S. Air Force in 1970, and is still operating.
Whoa. So it entered in the 70s, but it got cleared for
1997.
Service?
1997.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. It was in service in the 70s, and
it's
it got cleared for service in 97?
It's only a year older than me, all right? And I ain't that old.
And luckily, you're not a big triangle.
No, I'm just a stick. It has seen combat. Several conflicts, including... Oh, Russia! They went to Russia, Afghanistan, and freedom in Iraq.
What?
Yeah, it went to Kosovo. They helped out in Russia. And Afghanistan and Iraq.
What do they do in Russia?
Fighting bears.
This is dropping bombs on bears.
No, they are. They're dropping bears.
That's what they're dropping out of.
It's become an iconic symbol.
iconic symbol.
Everybody thinks it's cool. All the boys think it's cool.
It is.
The military still uses them today.
It's up
still
there with
peak
the BlackBerry.
Of technology. BlackBerry, like the cell phone?
Not the bird. The plane you were talking about.
It's called the Spirit, not a BlackBerry.
Not BlackBerry. This bird. It was like two birds away. Two birds down. You were talking about the BlackBerry. The SR-71.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Talking to me like I'm crazy.
You are.
You brought it up.
And that was it for that airplane. The Boomerang is what I'm going to call it.
The Spirit. They're so cool. They cost like... $18 billion each.
Billions and billions.
I want one. I just want touch one.
That one touch will cost you a lifetime.
Probably.
Moving on to the Boeing 787 Dreamliner, and it started production in 2011.
I'm thinking of the Dreamlifter. That was that big old beluga looking plane that we were talking about earlier.
Ooga beluga. I wanted to do a report on a blimp. Wait, is this a blimp?
No, these are all airplanes.
Oh. I have no idea what an airplane looks like. Airplanes, what are they?
What do you mean? That doesn't even make sense.
I don't know what these things look
what
like.
What do airplanes look like?
I don't know.
Someone write in and describe an airplane. So.
We might need... This is why I'm not homeschooling our child.
It's like two wings with a tube in the middle.
The last one didn't look like that.
No, that's why that one's so cool, because it doesn't make sense.
See, you can't tell me all airplanes look alike when they don't. And then look at me like I'm crazy.
Literally. This is the last plane, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I think I have one more. Yeah,
oh,
I have
my
one more.
Goodness.
Okay, so the Dreamliner. It was a cutting-edge commercial airline made from advanced materials like carbon fiber, featuring imported fuel efficiency stuff, comfort, and range.
Oh, man. I hope all the listeners are learning a lot.
They learn more from me than you.
That's fair. My brain hurts. Oh my god, I've been literally so much.
I've been laughing so hard. I'm smearing my makeup. I'm gonna have to write into this company because this stuff is supposed to be waterproof and it is not waterproof.
It's not tear proof.
That's water. It's wet substance. It should all be the same.
What even is a tear?
I don't know what they look like. So this airplane was a replacement for the 767. In the early 2000s, Boeing began exploring and replacing their 767, focusing on efficiency, comfort, and advanced technology. Do you know what that 767 airplane was?
No.
No.
But I think I know what it looks like.
Do you?
Yes, it's a two wings with a tube in them. They all look the same. I can't tell them apart.
That's going to be the new running joke.
That's what they look like.
Oh my goodness. Okay. In 2003, Boeing launched their first 787 program. So I guess they were just going to generalize all the airplanes until they came up with the one that they wanted, which turned into be the 787 Dreamliner. The 787 would feature extensive use of composite materials such as carbon fiber, reinforced polymer, or CFRP to reduce weight and increase fuel efficiency, make it fly longer and faster, or fly longer and just fly longer.
You know, just do plane stuff.
Planes, what do they do?
I think they run on belief.
Don't get me started again. Oh my god. Design and testing between 2005 and 2011. The final assembly was in 2005. Boeing began the assembly of the 787 at Everett, Washington facility. It made its first flight in December 15th of 2009. So 9, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So like 4 years later.
Huh.
To make it fly. And then the 787 underwent an extensive flight testing program with 6 test aircraft accumulating over 4,800 flight hours. So they were really particular about getting this thing to work right.
I would hope.
I would hope. I mean, they're going to stick a bunch of people into a metal tube with some wings and send it up in the air.
Good luck.
I mean, I bet every person on that plane was hoping that airplane would fly, so maybe it does work.
Well, I don't think during the testing they were just like packing civilians. Why is this flight so cheap?
One of my favorite jokes from school was the teacher talking. We didn't have an airplane program in my school. But the teacher had a group of his students on an airplane, and the teacher,
before the
plane took off, the teacher's like, oh yeah, by the way, this is the plane y'all helped build. Every single kid ran off of the plane except for the teacher. The pilot looked at the teacher and said, aren't you going to get off the plane as well? He goes, nah, I'm not worried. This thing ain't even gonna take off.
Ain't even gonna start.
Not even gonna, like, unfazed, not worried. Like, every kid ran off except for him. And I'm hoping they got through that before putting civilians on it.
Yeah, they probably just put, like, bean bags.
Oh, test dummies. Global demand for this airplane, they had over 1,400 orders for them, over 80 worldwide. Had almost 2,000 airplanes just for America, and then 80 other places wanted an airplane as well. They wanted the Boeing 787. The innovation design of this airplane, use of the different materials, really influenced the development and subsequently the aircraft programs altogether.
Yeah.
That's just what made people appeal for it, want it, and I guess want to buy it up like that. My last airplane, finally, is the Lockheed Martin F-35 Lightning II, developed in 2015.
Yeah, it's like a stealth. It's like a...
Is it also a metal tube with wings?
This one's more triangular, but not quite a triangle.
So all the stealth planes are triangles, and all the regular airplanes are just cylinders with wings.
Pretty much.
Oh, so that's how that works. A fifth-generational multi-role fighter plane that boasts advanced stealth capability, sensor fusion, and network-centric warfare capabilities. So this is supposed to be a fancy-dancy warplane.
This is that one.
Every warplane I've done has said they were supposed to be the fancy-dancy warplane. And they all sound like they do the same thing.
No, you started off with... I don't know why... I don't know how you got so many warplanes. But you started off with, like, from the 60s.
Yeah, and they also were supposed to have advanced stealth and bombs and whatnot. And then the other one was like, oh, yeah, we've got the same...
It's more advanced.
Yeah, it's literally... But it's... It's the same. It's doing the same thing. They're not changing what it does. They're not even changing the shape anymore. Like, triangles work. We're sticking with that.
Yeah, but it does... The F-35 does VTOL, doesn't it?
What the heck is VTOL?
Vertical takeoff and landing.
Oh, where it... Droop,
yeah.
Droop. Yeah, I guess that is pretty cool.
Yeah, what else?
But other than that, it literally does the exact same thing as the other two ones.
Well, so I think the F-35... Remember, like, 2 years ago when, like, that dude ejected out of Charleston and it was on autopilot and, like...
Oh, and it crashed and everyone was looking for the plane parts?
Well, no, they're like, where'd the plane go? Because it's stealth.
No, I thought you were talking about the one. I know we had another plane crash, and everyone was, like, getting plane parts, and then government people were like, hey, if you find plane parts, you need to bring them back. Because people were taking the plane parts.
How many plane crashes go on?
I've known of two, and that's only the second one.
Huh. I know nothing.
I don't have any
aircraft parts at home.
You'd be the first one there if you could. You'd bring home a whole wing.
I don't know. I just ended up here.
I found it on the side of the road on the way home.
Yeah, I thought this was America.
So they also wanted to do extensive flight testing on this airplane. They did over 10,000 hours of flight testing for this airplane. They wanted to make sure this was stealth, this was fast, and that it was going to get it done. So Air Force was the first ones to use it. They started using this airplane of August of... Marines, I guess, were the first. Yeah, no, so Marines did first of July 2015, and then the Air Force got the airplane of August of 2016, and then the Navy got one of February 2019.
That doesn't make any... The Marines have airplanes?
I guess they have this one. I mean, I guess if it's supposed to be a stealth thing, they'd have eyes in the sky while the soldier's on the ground, and then they could tell the soldiers, hey, we see a team up ahead.
It's like the Battlefield games. You just... hop out of the jet.
I was about to say, isn't this like what Call of Duty is?
I don't know. I play Battlefield. And when I say I play it, I kind of stopped after the last Battlefield, after EA kind of messed it up.
I was about to say, I've only ever played Assassin's Creed. I've never played any modern war games. In Assassin's Creed, it took place in old Italy.
Yeah, they get like F-35s in the new Battlefield. You like take off and you just fly it and you just jump out of it.
That's crazy.
Oh, it's so funny to see just, like, jets falling from the sky. You're like, wow. Someone could have been using that.
Billions of dollars. That's what your taxpayers go to.
No, it's a video game.
Well, it makes me feel better. So this airplane has been used in several different countries, including Australia, Canada, Denmark, Israel, Italy, Japan, the Netherlands, Norway, South Korea, Turkey, and the United Kingdom.
Just all the allied forces.
They're supposed to be our allies. I'm not saying nothing, but if we're flying conveniently a stealth airplane over our allies, and we're just looking, or that's what they say we're just doing, a little suspicious.
No, maybe they radio in after the fact. They'd be like, hey, do we have any airplanes in your country?
I was like, hey, just letting you know, we did like a stealth run by.
You didn't see us, did you? And you're like, nah, sure didn't.
How did it works? That's how that conversation went. It had the advanced stealth system. The F-35 featured advanced stealth capability, including radar absorbing materials and a unique design. What does that sound like? The last air stealth military airplane I did.
That was a stealth bomber. This one's a stealth fighter.
But they also used radar absorbent material with a unique design. I don't think it's unique anymore, though, if they all look like triangles now.
No, this one, the F-35, you've seen an F-35.
It's a different triangle.
I think I have a picture of you in front of an F-35.
Do you? All airplanes look the same to me, honestly. They're all metal tubes with wings.
I mean, this one's pointy, though.
They're all pointy.
Is that all we got? I know it's about time.
Yeah, so, to wrap it up, each of these aircrafts had a significant... That was so unladylike. Oh, my God. Each of these aircrafts had a significant impact that developed aviation, pushing the boundaries of technology, design, and performance. Basically, as we've progressed with time and technology, our airplanes have gotten cooler and cooler and been able to do more things, carry more people, go faster, be louder.
Be quieter.
And be quieter. Yeah, so just with time, everything changes.
Thanks for tuning in.
About airplanes.
97.7 WVFF. Remember, your seat can be used as a flotation device.
Keep it cranking. God.
We thank you for staying tuned to the Toolbox. If you missed it, not to worry. You can always find it over on WVFFradio.com. Thanks for staying tuned to Veterans for Freedom Radio, 97.7 FM, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.